Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't
33 at the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. With Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Say it again, Doug. Twitter at okay. Good day. Well, to listen to the public consumer of Twitter, Twitter is on its way out. I thought Facebook was on its way out and Twitter was the replacement. But now it's Instagram that will replace everything. And after that, it'll be Pinterest. And then it'll be the pimple on your butt. That's what's going to happen.
Ew,
in social.
That's gross.
I mean, yeah, it is a little gross.
It's a little gross. Speaking of things that are gross, the armed group that seized that wildlife reserve in Oregon, what do they want? They're asking for a change in U.S. policy to return federal lands to the control of ranchers and local governments. You know what? I'm with them.
I'm surprised you're being critical of them because the more
I've researched this. How am I being critical of them?
I think we were all kind of critical.
Maybe.
I wasn't being critical of that. They haven't done anything that hurt anything. They're in a building that belongs to the taxpayers. I don't have a problem with what they're doing.
They took it over by force with weapons.
Well. And I thought there was nobody there.
It will be bad if anybody tries to do anything about it.
Well,
yeah, but no one's going to try to do anything about it. This is going to go on for as long as they want it to go on.
Well, but yesterday they made a comment, and I think that they are softening up because
it's cold.
Well, no.
They're freezing.
They're out of power.
They're getting the attention that they wanted, and the public is
the issue.
In part behind them on the issue.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I think I can't remember exactly what his statement was, but he basically said that I could see a time where we could, you know, go home because the public is kind of getting hip to this.
Yeah. The public.
I mean, truly, no one would have paid attention to this had this not happened. No, no,
right. But, so maybe their tactics, Kenny, weren't right. But under the circumstances, to understand that the federal government owns about half of all the land in the western states, and they regulate the grazing, and they tell you, you keep no trespassing signs everywhere in these national wildlife refuges. Screw that. We paid for it. What do you mean, no trespassing?
But if these guys in this building were named Muhammad, you'd be saying vomit.
Oh, I would say that? No, I wouldn't say that. No, not at all.
I would.
No.
I'm not going to be. I would. I mean, it's different
because
motivations.
Because they wouldn't have the
different
same approach. They wouldn't be concerned
be
about the
people.
Same things. Then maybe I'd be saying bomb it. But in this circumstance, I believe, even though Kenny's right, you have use of questionable tactics. But under the circumstances, they are right.
It's not questionable tactics. It's illegal terrorist tactics.
Well,
but the government is the.
If you give them any credibility, this is going to keep happening over and over.
I'm giving them credibility because I think the government's wrong in how they control all these public lands. They're wrong.
The government is the people. The government isn't the guys that, you know, I mean, the government is the people. And this guy that's in jail now was given a sentence for burning his land. He was put in jail. He served a sentence. He was released. And then they went back and got him again.
Yeah.
How is that?
Really
how is
wrong.
That legal or fair?
Wrong. But Kenny is right in that
it's not a
breaking
great way
the
to
law.
Go about
but
it.
Why is the law there in the first place? It's up to us to change the law.
No,
we don't like it. I don't like it. Change it.
You can't take over a federal building by force with weapons in America.
But that's not what they're trying to do. This is land.
But that's what they did.
No, they didn't. Well, that building that really isn't. The important issue here isn't the building. It's the land and the lack of. I told you the story of my dealing with that arrogant little you-know-what when I was trying to use federal land that had been used as farmland, and the federal government just came in and took it over and said, no, we decided we're not going to let farmers use it anymore. We're going to let the birds use it. We're driving American farmers and ranchers right off the cliff with government policy all over the place that's aimed at putting small farmers out of business, thanks to Monsanto and Dow and all these other people that are trying to run the small people out of business so they can control everything. And that's what's going on here.
You know, a year or two ago, you had the Occupy protesters who weren't even armed, who were getting beaten and maced and thrown in jail.
You know, But here's
wait
the deal.
A minute. Let him finish his thought. Hold
okay.
on a minute, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Well,
and these guys are not just being given a pass, but they're being seen as credible, and they've taken over this building with weapons, and they have threatened that people will get hurt if anybody tries to get them out of there.
Yeah.
Have been people that have, Montel Williams, one of them, who have said that the National Guard needs to go in there and kill these people. If mm-hmm. anyone said that about those Occupy people, that we need to go in and just kill them, mm-hmm. do you think it would never happen? That would never be allowed. There's a double standard. We make
Williams
fun of the farmers. I don't know, but he is.
We don't. We do not have any respect for American agriculture.
No.
And before you know it, we're not going to be able to, never mind, be the food basket of the world.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to provide enough food to feed ourselves.
We're hoping for chicken from China. But, you know, to this point about making fun of them, instead of dealing with what these guys are talking about or dealing with the issues, instead on social media, a bunch of stuff has been trending, you know, about making fun of these guys as being hicks and idiots because they're out there. They have a real point that they're trying to get attention.
Anybody who makes their living on the land is a hick. What's the right way to get attention so that people pay attention to this serious issue? If this isn't the right way to do it, what is?
I don't know what the right way is, mm-hmm. but I know this is wrong.
Okay.
This is terrorism, and we're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
But we're talking about you're legitimizing them.
But look at the protesters who get all the attention all throughout the history of this country.
It's the only way you bring about change. Nobody pays any attention to you if you don't protest.
Unless you are almost radical, you don't get any attention.
Look at the marches in 1964. Where do you think that change came from?
Look at Jesse Jackson.
They let everything go the way it was. There'd never been any.
Look at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Any change.
They stir the pot.
Look at the American Revolution, for God's sake.
Sure.
That's why these people call themselves patriots, and yet we roll over. Oh, well, things are different now. The government's in charge. Screw the government. The government isn't in charge. You are the government.
But that's the message, is that the feds, they want all the ranchers to know that they are
they
ruling
be in
the
charge.
Roost and that they can come in and protect their land all the time. Yeah. These guys have said they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want
to... It isn't in their interest to hurt anybody or anything. They need the land to use. The government is squeezing farmers out of their land, and there's no thinking. I went to Senator... what's his face? Used to be a congressman, Markey. And I said to him... What are you doing to try to understand or balance out the use of federal lands so that farmers can use them? So that we aren't able to produce enough food anymore. We need access to more land. And he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, oh, I don't know. We'll have to study it. I mean, there's this kind of stuff that is so, these people are so clueless when it comes to things that are. This is what you eat, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you sustain yourself. And there is a concerted effort to get you to eat more garbage so that you can get sick, so they can sell you some pills.
Right.
And it just is like a round robin. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of a conspiracy, that's all right. Well, let's talk to Ron Hoffman about that in a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in Mo 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger joins Roger Maris as the only two players who've won the MVP twice, but aren't in the Hall of Fame. He was a seven-time All-Star and clubbed 398 homers in 18 big league seasons.
Deep right field, it is gone. A new home run high for Dale Murphy.
So, where is Dale Murphy now? Dale's faith and squeaky clean image carried into his post-baseball days. He spent 3 years as president of the Mormons' Boston Mission. Dale's written 3 books, including his autobiography, and he even considered a run for governor of Utah. Dale also started the I Won't Cheat Foundation to promote integrity and deter steroid use in young athletes.
To be the best athlete that you can be takes dedication, hard work. There's no shortcuts. There's no bending the rules.
Dale Murphy, still keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to influence others real quick, then all it takes is a cheap psych trick. Yep, that's a rhyme. And rhyme manipulates without your knowledge. Here's the science of it. Words that rhyme are technically referred to as rhythmical reiteratives. They stick in the brain. Words like even, Steven, hodgepodge, chilly, shally, hocus pocus, walkie talkie, very easy to learn. And when the rhyme sings, they are considered by the hearer as believable. If the rhyme sounds good, then it must be true. To explain, bet you remember, if it don't fit, you must acquit. The jury loved it. What's the cheap psychological trick? If it rhymes, the public will pay and are likely to believe what you say. And now that you know, one warning, stay clear. If a politician rhymes, there's reason to fear. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Safety advice often is best taken from experienced bikers.
I probably will stay away from is riding too close on the right side of a street in a heavily populated area.
Solid advice today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 4-lane highway with 2 lanes running in each direction.
Where there's a lot of buildings and traffic and red lights, I like to ride the left lane. People will pull out a little bit too far, and if you're riding in that lane, you have to stay, you know, close to the center line when you're in the right lane. If you have 2 lanes, it's better to stay in the left lane. I probably will stay away from is riding too close on the right side of a street in a heavily populated area.
American Biker Minute.
Cars pull out. I'm trying to guard against that.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
All right, here we are at 40, almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us, who is a genius in his own right. And his the best demonstration of that is his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and radio program. You can sign up for the newsletter. I think everybody listening to this program should go to drhoffman2fs.com and sign up. You'll find out all kinds of things that are amazing. This is just a trip down whatever lane. The mayor of the city, Bronson, New York, Bill Blasio, is announcing a $15 an hour minimum wage today for everybody that works. How does that look on your tax bill there, Ron?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I just sent my tax bill for 2015 to the city of New York. And I'll tell you that my tax bill for the city of New York is better than a lot of people's salaries. You know,
bigger.
Bigger. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
And this is the kind of stuff over and over again. You see this in all the big cities. All right. So I didn't want to necessarily... Let's spend a minute on this study that's out today. Everybody has a New Year's resolution, not everybody, but many people want to lose weight. They want to exercise. This study that shows there are different types of things in your gut. All health, many doctors present, begins in the gut. I think you're a subscriber to that philosophy.
Big time,
so
absolutely.
What do you make of the fat things and the thin things in your gut? They're like the microbes that are floating around in our guts.
Well, absolutely. It turns out that a lot of the effect of diet on weight is not just about the amount of fuel that you put in your body. You know, we think of our bodies like cars. You know, if we put a little less gasoline in the car won't go as far. We sometimes fuel ourselves up with sugar to get our energy up. But actually, you know, one of the most profound influences on our weight and on our hormones comes from inside us in terms of the trillions, literally trillions of organisms that inhabit our gastrointestinal tracts. So you can set yourself up for weight gain by eating sugary junk food, mm-hmm. by taking lots of antibiotics, even possibly by taking powerful acid-blocking medications. You change the bacteria in your gut. So this is a very important finding. You know, unfortunately, there is no magic probiotic. You know, the probiotic that you simply take a couple of pills a day, it'll melt the pounds away because it puts good bacteria back in. But we can use techniques to modify
But you do believe in probiotics, and you tell your clients, your patients, to get on a good probiotic program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I wonder how this all plays into. I was reading a study on aging. I'm getting older. Richie's getting older. Jennifer's getting older. Kenny's getting older. Ron, you're getting older.
No.
So, well, I know, it's not...
I'm going in reverse.
Yes, good for you. The fountain of youth he's found. And is that a way to slow aging? Thinking about how much every year during the holidays, there are excesses. And so we get into that place. Now we start the exercise program. And then we think about how our body changes, the cells change as we get over. We're trying to get over this period, but we get older and older and older. Exercise programs, people don't stay on them. They have good intentions. So what do we do to slow down the aging process?
Well, yeah, big essay question. Do we have the entire morning, or maybe like we'll do a week yeah, series?
You got 2 minutes. That's it, pal.
Okay, let's sum it up. Okay, so it's about diet. It's about exercise. There's certain key supplements which may have an anti-aging effect. I'm thinking resveratrol is very plausible, the thing from red wine. Mm-hmm. Perhaps omega-3 fatty acids may have some of those benefits. Even to some extent, fasting and a little bit of deprivation. There's the calorically restricted diet has actually been shown to extend the lives of animals. And
how does that work?
Well, you take about 30% less calories overall. It ain't fun.
No.
You'll live longer, but it'll seem a whole lot longer because of the deprivation.
Yeah.
But you can replicate that with intermittent fasting. You know, maybe take the month of January, or religions have this. Lent itself is kind of a life prolonging event because you restrict certain foods, your intake decreases, and this may actually reboot your anti-aging mechanisms in your body.
So I'm looking at the list of books that you recommended and podcasts that you had at drhoffman.com in the intelligent medicine world. One of them has to do with the gut balance revolution, written by Dr. Gerald Mullen, which basically gives us an overview of what we're just talking about here. Yeah,
absolutely. It is. It outlines a strategy by which you can change your microbiome, the bacteria inside your intestine, to improve your metabolism, to get you to lose weight, and ultimately even reduce your risk of certain diseases like diabetes, inflammatory disorders. It all starts in the gut.
Yeah,
it really does.
All right. Find out the answer to questions like whether a vegetarian diet undermines your mental health by subscribing to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, happy to have him here, associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 minutes past the hour. Good day.